I have to tell you, I'll confess right at the beginning that these aren't my poems. when Steve Dodson said, yeah, can you come and read some poems? I said, sure, but I don't write poetry. I write fiction. So fiction comes later in the evening, and these poems were written by a friend of mine whose name is Michael Perkins. Michael is a professor of human services at Columbia College, where I work. So to give credit where credit is due, these are poems by Michael Perkins. The first one is called How They Ran the Buddha Out of Town. Okay, thanks. Okay, How They Ran the Buddha Out of Town. At the strip mall street corner next to the payday loan place at the city bus stop, he sat, Buddha-like, the jolly fat one, not the emaciated ascetic one, with Walmart saddlebags, winter-hatted and coated on a summer day, disciplined, sitting, rocking, gently to a rolling mantra, whispered gently from inside the ear, spoken softly to him from an unseen guru. He sat patiently and patently alone, fulfilling his dharma, disguised as a homeless person, arriving from nowhere to take his station, then taking his leave to the same place, as regular as the cycle of life. He was an appearance that became a fixture, refusing proffered gifts in kind or money, mutely smiling them away. He was hermetically sealed against heat, dust, moisture, hunger, and thirst. Meanwhile, there were letters to the editor with rhetorical flourishes, amazement and indignation among the congregation since he just was, until he was no longer. After he was denied tenure, notified of the decision by the enforcers from Public Works, who showed up in bright red trucks, then duly informed of the decision by the removal of the bench. And they are both still gone. That is how grace leaves the world. The next poem of Michael's is entitled The Party. Walking into the room, the buzz takes you, nothing but brain static, white noise, surrounded by dramatic vignettes strolling through one production after another, like channel surfing, sitcoms, dramas, and love stories. Overhearing tidbits drifting in the air, pieces of conversation, mirthless canned laughter, emotional groping and groveling, something in the air is sticky. Essence of estrogen and testosterone makes you feel unclean. Nobody even knew you were there after you leave incognito. Nothing is added. Nothing is taken away. Okay, that's the part. Okay. And the final poem that I'll read from Michael Perkins is one of my personal favorites that he wrote. It's called Timothy Leary and the School Bus. He was a beagle named after the LSD counterculture guru, a purebred but no hunter, so Finus gave him to me as a pet, and he deserves a poem. He had no bad habits save one, and that was the chasing of school buses, which he never caught. But one finally caught him. It happened at the start of day on that country road which took me everywhere back then and brought me home again, still does, but paved over now. That day it was still gravel on which he lay there, still broken and bleeding. I fetched him back, loading him in a red radio flyer, the only ambulance I had, he lying flat and still. I parked him in the shade there in front of the house before going to school, lacking courage. So I left him there, not strong enough to shoot him. The manly country thing to do. I could not even touch the .22 that laid inside, unused. I just left him all day, feeling guilty, knowing he would suffer alone. When I got home, that dog was gone. That wagon was empty, just standing where I left it. Then soundlessly there he was, come up from the woods where he had waited for me. He lived 5 more years, never chased a school bus again. That broke him and taught me to let God make the life and death choices and not to chase school buses. Okay. Thank you, everybody.